Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is March the 4th, 2022, a new week, a week that we never have seen before. Today is the day that the Lord has made, so let's all rejoice and be happy in this day and this week. So everybody have a blessed week. And I'd like to thank you all, thank all of you who have already joined us and those that will be joining us. Heavenly Father, Father, we come to you, Lord, agreeing with one another and praying in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're just asking you to move in our life, Heavenly Father, for our good, Lord. Strengthen those that are weak. Those that don't have peace, give us peace, Lord. Those don't have patience, give us patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Those that in need of financial blessing, Lord, give us financial blessings, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, those that whatever they may be in need of, Lord, give us. Provide for us, Lord, whatever we are in need of. One may be in need of one thing or some things, others another thing and some things, Lord. So we asking you, Lord, to provide for us. You are our provider, Lord. You are our help, Lord. Those that need for help, whatever kind of help it is, Lord, oh, yes, help us. Help us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those that are having surgery today, whoever they are, wherever they are, Heavenly Father, be with them, Lord. Be their doctor, Lord, and guide those doctors that are doing the surgery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Touch the tech, the nurses, Lord, everybody that come in contact, Lord, with whoever the person is that having surgery, Lord, and give them a speedy recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those who don't have family, Lord, that they may receive love. Oh, yes, Lord. You know, blood, it don't have to be blood to be family. So, Lord, we ask you to put family in their life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We all are your children, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for the homeless that's on the streets, Lord. They need you, Lord. Lord, we're praying for whoever may be crying out to you right now, Lord, for whatever their cry is for. Answer their cry, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You said cry out to you, Heavenly Father. So those that's crying out to you, Lord, answer their cry. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we are praying for those that don't know you, Lord. We're praying that someone give them, inform them or you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, so they can come to know you and accept you as their Savior. Heavenly Father, we are praying for those that have backslid, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord, those are your sheep, Lord. Call them back, Lord, for they not know what they are doing. Lord, so put someone in their path to give them a word that they come back to you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're also praying for those that are sick, whoever they are, our family members, our friends, even ourselves, who's on the line, Heavenly Father, and those that we don't know, wherever they are, whatever state, whatever country they're in, Lord, we're praying for healing right now. We're praying for healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for those that are out there on drugs, whatever drug it might be, Lord, set them free. Some of them don't want to be free, Lord, but they got family members that are praying for them, Lord, because they're going through a lot, seeing their family member on drugs, Lord. So we're praying, Lord. We're praying that you set them free, whether they want to or not, as long as they got people that are praying. Prayer answer things, Lord. So they're out there praying for their family member and those that don't have family members. We're praying for the ones that have family members and the ones that don't have family members, Lord. So it's this. You got them out there that wants to be, wants to be delivered, Lord. So we're praying for deliverance and for you to set them free, Lord. But when you set people free, they're free indeed, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. So we're praying for freedom from the addiction or whatever drug it might be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for first responders out there, Heavenly Father. And we're praying for the doctors and nurses, Lord. Everyone that's that shows up on the scene when it comes down to medical issues, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Rescue, Lord. The fire department, firemen's Heavenly Father. The police's Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for people that's in therapy, Lord. Some of them say it's hard. They can't do it, Lord, but they can do all things for you, through you, Father. Oh, yes, they can, Lord. So we're praying that you give them, change their heart, Lord, the way they speak, Lord, that they may receive their total healing, Lord, while they're in therapy, Lord, that they give them the desire, the hunger to do what needs to be did, that they receive complete healing, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. There's nothing we can do without you, Heavenly Father. We can do all things through you, Lord. You are our strength. You are our power. Oh, yes, you are, Lord. You are our light, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, you are, Lord. There's no one like you, Almighty God, the great I am. There's no one like you. Oh, yes, Lord. And we depend on you for everything. Every breath we take, every step that we make, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for those that prepare for tests, Heavenly Father. Those in school, Lord, whether it's a kindergarten all the way up to college, Heavenly Father, be with them as they study the classwork, Lord. They will remember it when trying to take the test that they make good grades and pass, Heavenly Father. Lord, you got some out there that have believed in you, Lord, and took tests and failed. It just wasn't their time, Lord. So move them in line that they receive. So they receive the passing grades, Lord, and complete their courses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, we're praying for the disobedient kids, Heavenly Father. You got kids out there that's fighting. Ain't nothing but teenagers. Oh, yes, and even young kids fighting their parents back, fighting their parents, Lord, being disobedient, Lord. So we're praying for those disobedient kids, Lord. Oh, yes. The bullies out there in school, they're bullying the younger kids, Lord. Even kids their age, they're bullying, Lord. Lord, change the hearts of them kids, them bullies, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Change their heart, Lord. Oh, yes, the way they think, Lord. Change the way they think, Lord. Oh, yes. You know what is going on with some of the kids, the reason they are bullies, like, oh, yes, Lord. Nobody but you, Lord. So we're praying that you change them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we got kids out there. Some of them probably can't even talk. They're being molested, Lord. Expose those people that molesting them children, Heavenly Father. Expose them, Lord. Oh, yes, some kids need your help, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, they need your help. Oh, yes, Lord. We praying for those that have businesses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we ask you to magnify what they need in their businesses, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, they can reach their heart's dream, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, that they glorify you for what you're doing in their businesses, Heavenly Father. Father, we praying for those that are looking for jobs, Heavenly Father. Open the doors, Lord, that they receive a job, Lord, a job that they make enough to survive, Lord, and more, Lord. A job that they like, Lord. Oh, yes. A job they'll be comfortable, where they'll be comfortable at, and they can share your word, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. We praying for those that have jobs, that's having problems, Lord. or with the co-worker, maybe the boss, Lord. Lord, turn that around, Heavenly Father. Turn it around. Oh, you can do things that nobody else can do, Lord. So we're praying that you turn that the situation around. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for marriages, Heavenly Father. Lord, you know everything, Lord. So we're praying for marriages, Lord, that you fix those marriages, Lord, where there's no communication, Lord. We're praying for communication, Lord. Where there's no respect, we're praying for respect for one another, Lord. We're praying for peace in those marriages, Lord. Love in those marriages, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Faithfulness in those marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we can depend on you, Lord, when we can't depend on nobody else, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord, for who you are. Oh, yes, 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 King of Kings. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for relationships, Heavenly Father. Oh, this same thing may be going on with the relationship, Lord. We ask you to give it peace, Lord. Whatever it takes in them relationships, Lord, if it's for them, Lord, you are a Lord that will move things out the way, Lord. You'll remove peoples out the way, Lord, that's not for us, Heavenly Father, and for faith with peoples that are for us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray for those that are single, waiting on you to send them someone that they will be happy with, Lord, the kind of person, the person that they have prayed for, Heavenly Father. We ask you to magnify that woman or that man in their life, Heavenly Father, magnify. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name. Yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're just praying for those that are looking for apartment or houses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We're asking you to put someone in their path, Lord, or let them hear about a house that they can afford, Lord, or the place that they would love, Lord, apartment also, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We have people praying for those that are looking for cars, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Direct them to a car, Lord, the car that they would like, Lord. Oh, yes, a reliable car, Lord, if it's not new. Give them some reliable that they can depend on, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, it's a new car, Lord. Make sure they get a good deal, Heavenly Father. And the car of their choice, Lord. You got people out there that are having mechanical problems, Lord. Some of them may not even have money to get it repaired, Lord. But you can make all things work. You ask my friend that you ask that we're asking you, Lord, to make it happen for those that have a mechanic. They get the right mechanic, not a mechanic that want to keep them coming back, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Give them someone that's going to do right by them, Lord, so they can get their car fixed and run and run and run and run, Lord. Oh, yes, other than the maintenance that they need. Oh, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're praying for those that have dreams to start their business, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Give them the push, Lord, the desire, Lord, that they continue working on their dreams and their dreams come true, Lord. We're praying for those that already have prayed, Lord, they're sitting and waiting on their financial blessings that they have prayed for, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. They didn't come to pass. Oh, yes, magnify their dreams. Magnify, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. They have faith, Lord. You said all it takes is the size of a mustard seed. And people coming to this line of people that they're praying for have plenty, plenty, plenty of faith, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that incarcerated, Lord, that have already been up for parole, Lord. Lord, we pray that you touch the heart of those that did the interview, Lord, that they would consider them and grant them release, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes. yes, yes, Lord. Grant them release, Lord. You can open doors. So we ask that you open the doors and set them free, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, incarcerated for things they didn't do, Lord. You know, a lot of that been going on for many years. Some people probably been in now for 20, 30 years for something they didn't do, Lord. Even if it's less time, Lord, set them free, Lord. Oh, put someone in their path to realize and it have been done that they was innocent. So we pray for that, for those that's still sitting in their path or innocent, Heavenly Father. Set them free, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for the ministers, Lord, that's out here, Lord. The apostles, Lord. The evangelists, the pastors, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. The different churches, Heavenly Father. We just ask you just to be there for them, Lord. You know what everybody needs, Lord. You know every number of hairs on our head, Lord. So whatever church in need of, Lord, we ask that you provide for those churches, Lord. Build those churches up, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Praying for Apostle Beatty, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Lord, thanking you, Heavenly Father, for ending this virus. It's coming for end because we walk by faith and not by sight, Heavenly Father. Father, you said our prayer would not come back voided. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. That's who you are. You're a prayer answerer, Heavenly Father. And you are our Father, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for whatever someone made. We just praying to you, Lord, asking you to answer the prayer for whatever. Also on the hearts of those that are here today, Heavenly Father, and those that may be out there praying for you at this hour, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Father, I connect this prayer with any prayers that people are praying on mute and agreeing with on mute, Lord, throwing out there, and anyone that's praying at this hour, the Father who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us, and everybody we're praying for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Heavenly Father. And we all agreeing and praying in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Again, welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. My name is Alice Marie, and I host on Monday. So right now, do anyone have a song on their heart they would like to sing? Unmute your phone. Do anyone have on their heart that they would like to sing? Well, I'll give a joyful noise to the Lord. Oh, okay. I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see you were there for me. And I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see you was there for me. And I can say I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see You were the one I held on to, and I never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it. Oh, I would have lost it all. Oh, but now I see how you was there for me. I never have made it without you. I would have lost my mind a long time ago if it had not been for you. I made it through my storms and my tests because you was there to carry me through my mess. I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better. I can stand here and tell you I made it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. Anyone else there have a song on your heart?
This is Sister Gladys this morning. I have a song this morning. Good morning, everyone. We have come to this place to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this place to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this place to magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. So forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that song. Thank you, Jesus. In the name to have a song on my heart, to be able to sing praises into His name and to uplift Him up this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Gladys. Anyone else? I don't want to overlook anyone.
Hey, man, I'll sing one. I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. But I made it. I've had some heartaches. I had some disappointments. But look at me. I made it. I asked the Lord for some help. I couldn't make it by myself. But hallelujah, I made it. I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. But I made it. I've had heartaches and disappointments, but look at me, I made it. I asked the Lord for some help, because I could not make it by myself. But hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. thank you.
Amen. Thank you for that song. Okay. Does no one else have a song? The scripture for today.
I have one.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me some this day be wholly thine. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that song. Scripture of the week. The scripture of this week is John chapter 12, verse 12 through 13. And it reads, the next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet them and cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. And that is John chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. So at this time, what we're going to do, you know, it's always good to give God praise. And he loves praises. So we're not going to petition for anything right now. We'll come back later and take prayer requests. We're not going to petition or ask them for anything. We're going to just give them praise for what you're waiting on, what you already prayed for, for what you see him doing for other people, or whatever you laid on your heart to praise God for right now. Everyone, I meet your phone, and we're going to come in,
hallelujah,
and we're going to give God praise and thanks.
Glory, glory to your name, God. We just bless you, morning, God. You are so
thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We magnify you, Jesus. You are just so wonderful, Lord God. We lift up your name, lift up our hands and say, hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Thank you for taking the pain away, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My Father, my Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We love you, Lord.
Thank you.
We praise you for the victory in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we
thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. True love, and people notice that. So I'm John 13:34-35 says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are disciples, if you have love for one another. That's John 13:34-35. I'm going to tell you about recently a choir member in my church developed an aggressive form of brain cancer. We all observed his faithfulness as he lifted both hands in praise to the Lord during worship. As the disease progressed, he could only raise one hand. He sung and glorified the Lord until no strength was left. His life group at the church raised the funds to pay off his family mortgage. One Saturday, 35 members of his Christian family did a complete makeover on his house. Neighbors driving by stopped and asked, what was happening? They were met with the message of the gospel being lived out. The Lord The Lord was determining that they impact a whole community. One of the true marks of being a disciple of Christ is that we have deep, abiding love for others. It is one thing for us to say that we love others, but it is another for us to show that love. How many ways do our lives show others that we love the Lord? Can others see Jesus in us by the way we love? Look at how Jesus demonstrated his love to us. He said that is the way that we are to love others. Sometimes that is hard to do, so we must ask the Lord to love through us. Father, sometimes we find it very difficult to love. When we face those times, please let your Holy Spirit do through us what we cannot do ourselves. In Jesus' name, yes, Lord. So I want to share another. I'm going to share with y'all on Matthew 21:21-22 says, so Jesus answered and said to them, or surely I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you would not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believe it, you will receive. Jesus can do anything. Nothing is impossible for him. When we pray, we talk to Jesus. Do you need to talk to Jesus about an impossible situation? Some may suggest that we need friends in high places to help us. We do not have a friend in a high place. The Lord Jesus reigns on heaven's throne. He invites us to bring our needs, and it does not matter how big or small our needs are. It is important, though, how we come to him. We are to come to him humbly and ask in faith. He has the power, not us. We must believe before we will act. An amazing thing happens to us in this process. He changes us. How often the focus is on prayer changing things? More often, prayer changes us. Most importantly, prayer changes us for things. We receive when we pray. We receive his intervention. The Lord works in mysterious ways. He wonders to perform. His wonders to perform. The greatest work he performs in his image, being produced in us. So, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for hearing us when we pray. As we take our need to you today, remind us of our greatest need to be conformed to your likeness. We love you, our Lord and Savior. Oh, yes, we do, Heavenly Father. So I hope someone got something out of that. So right now what we're going to do, I'm going to open it in case anyone want to pray. The thing about prayer is everybody pray different. Everybody pray different. And even if you were praying the same thing somebody else prayed, it really doesn't matter because when you pray, you're talking to God. And it's not the length of time, whether a minute or even less, but it's about praying. And the more you pray, the more you can, more you are able to pray longer and longer and longer. And that's how I started out. I was taught to, just start praying. So, but right now, anyone have a prayer? Let's just do prayer requests right now. So the lines are open. If you have a prayer request, testimony, praise report, or just something not listed that you'd like to share, the lines are open.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm requesting prayer for myself, for my body to be healed, and also I am requesting prayer for me to go back to work.
Amen.
Okay. Good morning, Sister Linda.
Good morning, Sister Goddess. Good morning, everyone. Good morning again. I have a praise report this morning. I just thank God just for life and just for life more abundantly. I thank God for that when I find myself trusting in Him and being at peace in every situation, at least try to be in every situation. Sometimes I hit the mark, sometimes I don't. But, I thank God that when I was, I had a prayer request about my car. And so God had blessed me, the car was sitting up there for a minute and stuff, and until I had the money to go and get it fixed. So when I went, I got my son-in-law to go and get this guy to fix on my car and come to, it was about a radiator. And so when they got the car over there, because it wouldn't hold any antifreeze, everything was just leaking out. And so, little did I know, but I won't forget this ever again, that my car, come to find out my car was bone dry, nothing in the radiator at all. So it was also pulling from the reservoir of the antifreeze that was in that. So I didn't need to get a new radiator at all. And it didn't cost me a thing to get it fixed. So I thank God for, the praises for that, the victory for that, in the mighty name of Jesus that, but I was at peace at it the whole time, peace with it. Lord, I don't know where the money's going to come for, the extra money that I need to go and get this radiator. So I just went and did my due diligence about finding out how much that was going to be and stuff. But God just had it so that I didn't need a radiator at all. And so I thank Him for that in the name of Jesus. And I just cried. I said, Lord, I just thank You, because I needed that money to be put towards something else. And so I'm just giving God the glory and the honor and the praises just for working it out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you, Father.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. All I can say, won't He do it? Hallelujah. But I just want to let y'all know I had the opportunity to talk to my granddaughter, the one who's called herself Smokey Reefuses. She was very open-minded, and I even shared with her the information. She could put it on the shelf. But I just thank God that, she really listened. She didn't get aggressive. She's real humble, looking at me straight in my eyes. So that's telling me that all I got to do now is just keep thanking and praising and believing God. And I'm asking y'all to continue on praising and thanking God with me and believing that that taste will just leave her. Thank you so much. Everyone have a good day.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Good morning, Sister Sheila. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Lord, hallelujah.
Lord, Jesus. Thank you. Marvelous in our eyes.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank you for the open mind, oh Lord God. We want you to do the job completely in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. We thank you for it. We call it done. Yes, it's done. In the precious name of Jesus. Valid one.
Thank you.
Amen. I praise the Lord. I have a testimony here. I thank God for 39 years of marriage. Me and the wife, we enjoying ourselves. We came once again into Georgia. To those little islands, the Golden Isles, and the whatever the Jekyll Isle, we now in Savannah. We'll be leaving, heading back home today. Need traveling mercy to go back home. Also, want to pray for about work and stability on the job. The work has fallen off greatly there. Don't know why, but I know that when we come to this hour of power to prayer, that God, He works in miracles so great. There's no one else like Him. I'm at the age I should be retired, but you know how things go. Things don't go all the way. We do need this little work to keep on going. I thought about it, and I prayed about it, so I put it on the circle of friends, because we're a circle of friends here, and God's been blessing us, hallelujah.
Thank you.
In the circle of friends, finally found some friends, hallelujah, God, it's been many years, and we thank God for it, that we may continue to thank God for my wife. Thank God, this is just joy here. And there's more to tell that you're not done yet, but we thank you, God, for it. Thank you for this year and years and for the years to come. Amen.
Amen. Congratulations.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Get home safely, oh God.
Yes, Lord. Heavenly mercies right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, wrap them in your bubble wrap, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and bring them home safely.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you.
Lord,
thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Well, I just want to request, LaLeisha is one of my cousins, and she's moving to the Atlanta area from Louisiana. She's looking for a place to stay, and we know that the housing market is very difficult right now, but the Lord, we pray that the Lord will give her favor. Her name is LaLeisha. And there are families and people traveling with this, I mean, as a result of the schools being out, so they're on vacation, so we pray that God will protect them as they travel and as they return home, that they'll find their homes safe and sound. And I also want to pray for, for Haritha. Haritha and her husband are looking for a home. They're in the Seattle area. So we're praying that God will help them to find that home. So Haritha and Amit is his name. So they're looking for a house.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
So
good morning. Good morning, this is Sister Yvonne, and I want a prayer request from my sister, Addie Mae. She go back and forth to the hospital. She have cancer, and I want to also keep my sister, Willie Mae, in prayer.
Good morning, Yvonne.
For your healing cause, in the name of Jesus.
Good morning, Scholastic ACA, listening in agreement. And I thank God for being here and all the encouragement. Looking forward for a blessed week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anybody out there that don't have a prayer request, would like to give your name?
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, this is Teresa. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, this is Glenda. I'm listening.
Good morning, Glenda. Anyone else haven't given your name that would like to? Okay. Well, we all can come in. And let's, Pastor Darlene, you want to do this prayer request? And take us out?
I can do it. Okay, that's fine.
Oh,
hallelujah.
All right, thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we just bless you today, oh God. We magnify your name, God, because you're such a great God. You're perfect, Lord. In all of our ways, we acknowledge you, Lord, and you direct our path, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today that we are continuing to come together and be in agreement with your word. Thank you for your word this morning from our sister Marie, God, and the prayers that she prayed today, oh God, and I pray that you continue to restore to her what she has given out to us, oh God, just return it to her doublefold. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we pray and thank you because we can be in agreement concerning these situations that people have, oh God. Lalisa, who has the need to find an apartment when she moves to the Atlanta area, we pray, God, today that you will help her to find that the right place, oh God, at a good price for her, God, in a very nice neighborhood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are a miracle-working God. So we thank you for that today. We also pray for our sister Linda, oh God, as she's preparing to go back to work, Lord, that you give her that opportunity, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. And Lord, even in her body, oh God, there's a need, Father, for you to heal that body, oh God. You said that if we just call on you, you will answer, God, and show great and mighty things, oh God. So we pray that you will show great and mighty things for Linda, Lord, that you will heal her body, God, every part of her body, her back, Lord, her legs, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, my God, and also help her to find that place to live, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. We pray, God, today for Apostle Horsley that you help his job to be stable, oh God. Give him stability on the job and give him more work, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for your intervention in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will even speak to the hearts of those who delegate the work, Lord, delegate the loads, oh God, that they will give him some loads, oh God, so he'll be able to travel and deliver those loads, oh God, and make the money that he needs and desires, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for blessing him and his wife, God, for the 39 years they've been together, oh God. We just appreciate you, God, for allowing them to be together for such a time, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless them as they help others, oh God, to know about Jesus and his love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the unity of their home, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today that you cover all the families who are traveling, those who are preparing right now to go on vacation, those who are on spring break, even the all the teenagers and the college students, oh God, that are traveling across the world and across the nation, oh God. We pray for their protection, that they will not go overboard in their celebrating, oh God. And some of them will make a decision for you during this week, Lord. We believe for the souls to come in, oh God, that somebody will be in these places, oh God, to be a witness for you, God, to be a witness to these young ones, oh God, who are on their vacation, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for protection, oh God. So many of them are getting shot just needlessly, oh God. So many of our teenagers, even young kids, are shooting folks, oh God. 12-year-old shot somebody and killed him last week, Lord. So we pray, Father, today that you heal this land, oh God, these children, oh God, these children who feel like they're overwhelmed, oh God, by the pressures of when they were not in school, Lord, and some of them have not adapted to being back in school, Lord. So we pray, God, today for our children. Yes, Lord, we pray for each and every one, and even the teachers in the schools and the principals, oh God, who have to take care of these kids, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, oh God. We praise your name, God. We pray for Haritha and Amit, oh God, that they will be able to find the home that they desire there in Seattle, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that real estate seems to be going so high in price, oh God. It seems to be getting out of reach of a lot of people, Lord, but you are the one. You're the one who can bless, oh God. Yes, you can give favor, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So everyone who's looking for a place to stay, Sister Gladys, oh God, I believe she's still looking for a place, Lord, that you will help to identify the place where she will be able to spend the time, oh God, in her next home, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for that. And, Lord, we pray for healing, oh God, for Eddie May. And also Willie Mae, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the cancer that's in Eddie Mae's body, we know that you can dry it up, oh God. You can heal her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's so many people who have had cancer, and so many people have been healed, oh God. So we decree and declare healing by the stripes of Jesus. My God, my God, you say that healing is the children's bread, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we pray for healing for Willie Mae, oh God, that her mind will be clear, oh God, that she will be stable, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give her stability right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, we pray for just each and every person here at the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh, God, this circle of friends, oh, God. We pray for Sister Marie and Sister Gladys, oh, God. We pray for Sister Yvonne, oh, God, Sister Linda, Lord, Sister Chris, oh, God, Sister Pastor Scholastica, oh, God, Sister Evangelist Wonderland, oh, God. We pray for Apostle Horsley, Father. We pray for Sister Sheila, Sister Mary, oh God. We pray for Sister Teresa, oh God, Sister Grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for each and every one, name by name, even names I didn't even call, Darlene M, oh God, Darlene B, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you bless, you heal, you deliver, you set free today, oh God. We pray for Sister Renee, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that you continue to just draw us to you, oh God, that we will be drawn as we draw not to you, Lord, you draw not to us, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that you deliver and set free, oh God, those who have sicknesses that didn't speak, Lord. And you know all about their body. Some of them don't even know that there's sickness in their body. So we pray, God, today that you heal that sickness today in the name of Jesus, Lord, and heal relationships today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. And Lord, there are those who have already been on vacation and they're coming back, Lord. So we pray that you will bless them as they travel along the road, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We praise you, God. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen. It is so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we thank God that we're here at the top of the hour, this hour of power of prayer, and we appreciate everybody who has come, our Sister Marie and her leadership this morning. She does such a fabulous job of just leading us in prayer and sharing wonderful topics. Just, you know, thinking about prayer is something that we need to continue to do, and we know that we want to continue to show love. Love is so important. So just take what she has said to heart and use it for the glory of God. So this morning as we're leaving, I decree and declare that these prayers are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, every word that has been sent against us, it will not prosper. It shall be rejected. We reject every evil word. It will not come to pass. We send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare this morning that we have been given power to get wealth. And our businesses are flourishing more than we can ask or think. Some are receiving millions of dollars. Some are receiving hundreds of thousands. Some shall receive thousands. According to our faith, let it be done unto us in Jesus' name. I decree we have on the whole armor of God. We are blessed and cannot be cursed. And I decree that we are overcomers because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world in Jesus' name. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for just loving me back, and we love one another. Love those who are hard to love, and just thank God for his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we are in this week that we're going towards Palm Sunday, so keep that in mind that we celebrate what Jesus did. We celebrate him all the time, but we're doing this special day on Sunday, so just think about the fact that we want to give him praise all the time. So go in faith this morning, be blessed, and continue to share the love of Jesus Christ. Share his word as we go in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.